We passed high tide at 10:30 this morning here in Donegal town, and thankfully we've been able to get over that without any further damage beyond that which happened actually in the earlier hours of this morning, Catherine. So we've passed, I suppose, the risk element now, and all of our resources are basically now in recovery mode.
I'm sure a major clean-up operation will ensue now that the worst is over.
There is, Catherine, yeah. Look, I mean, the householders themselves, and look, I'd like to acknowledge and I suppose thank everyone who has helped us here locally here this morning and assisting, as they always do in events such as this. So the people themselves, the householders themselves, have obviously defended their own homes and dealt with any issues presenting there locally. The fire services, I suppose, have dealt with, I suppose, the excess water that's happened on the ground here. The civil defence have dealt with the sandbagging. And our own housing services as well at the moment are actually just checking with people who may have been affected as a result of the flooding to see if anyone needs any temporary housing. And that's ongoing as we actually speak at the present time.
So very much a joint effort, but concluding that we are out of the worst of it now.
We are indeed. I suppose, look, there is a heightened river level in the River Esk and its tributaries here in the south of the county at the minute. We'll be monitoring that, obviously, over the next day or so, just to ensure that we can pass the next high tide without there being any further risk. But at the moment, we seem to have passed by the worst of it, yeah.